With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden wants to raise $4.9 trillion in revenue over 10 years with higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations. His platform includes a billionaire tax, which would set a minimum rate of 25% on the income of the richest Americans. Heritage Foundation senior policy analyst David Ditch tells the Salem Radio Network Mr. Biden's proposal doesn't do anything for the average American.
People just want to catch up to where they were, and we have no real hope of doing that as long as the federal government is printing money at such a rapid pace.
Meanwhile, New York lawmakers approved a $237 billion state budget that includes plans to spur housing construction, combat unlicensed marijuana stores, address the migrant crisis, expedite the closure of some state prisons, and address the recent influx of illegal aliens. The plan moves to Governor Hochul for her signature. Also at SRNnews.com, a deadly crash into a crowd at a racetrack in Sri Lanka.
A race car has skidded off a track in Sri Lanka, killing several people and injuring over a dozen more. The car veered off the track during a competition about 110 miles east of the capital, Colombo, ramming into a crowd of spectators and race officials. Police say they have launched an investigation into the accident, which was the 17th out of 24 events scheduled. The race was suspended after the accident. About 45,000 spectators had gathered at the race circuit at a Sri Lankan military academy. I'm Karen Shamas.
Tesla knocking off about a third of the price of its full self-driving system from $12,000 down to $8,000. The cuts occurred Saturday. They follow Tesla's moves to slash $2,000 off the price of their three of the five models in the U.S. they announced late Friday. This is SRN News. Another troubling new medical trend is emerging.
A growing number of people, usually the young, are seeking to have parts of their body amputated in order to live as a disabled person. The medical community has labeled this, quote, body integrity dysphoria. And in Canada last month, doctors removed two perfectly healthy fingers from the hand of a 20-year-old. Doctors say this isn't any different than performing a sex change operation on someone so they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona, not the only state with a 150-year-old abortion ban that could go back into effect now that Roe versus Wade's been appealed. Wisconsin has a law from 1849 banning abortion unless it's necessary to save the life of the mother. After the Dobbs decision came out, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit arguing the 1849 law is not valid. This is SRN News. General Motors on the move.
The automaker will move its Detroit headquarters to a new downtown office building next year and redevelop its iconic home along the Detroit River. The announcement was made at the site of the Old Hudson's Department Store, which is being developed into a tower and 12-story office building that will house GM that's being built by the Bedrock Real Estate firm. Bedrock will join GM in the city in coming up with ideas to remake the seven-building Renaissance Center. John Scott reporting.
Students will pay more to attend Georgia's public universities and colleges in the upcoming academic year. Officials say schools face rising costs and must charge more to maintain quality education. Tuition and fees will increase at the system's 26 schools, up from 6,000, up about 2.4%. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.